The day before Colorado's 2023 legislative session began, Representative Tracy Burnett resigned from her position representing House District 12 as criminal proceedings continue against her. Burnett resigned Sunday, according to the Colorado General Assembly website, with the 2023 session beginning Monday. Burnett, a Democrat, had been finishing up her first term in Colorado House District 12 when a complaint was submitted against her accusing her of falsifying her home address to run for re-election following redistricting. After an investigation, the Boulder County District Attorney's Office charged Burnett with attempting to influence a public servant, forgery and residence false information, all felonies, along with misdemeanor perjury and procuring false registration just days before the election. As ballots had already been mailed to voters and despite the charges, Burnett won re-election for her district with more than three-quarters of the vote. Burnett has not responded to multiple requests for comment from the Longmont leader. House District 12 previously included Longmont and Burnett's primary residence for the 2020 election. Following redistricting, her Longmont address became part of House District 19 and Burnett filed sworn documents with the Secretary of State declaring her primary residence to be in Louisville and within House District 12 in 2021. Boulder County Republicans Chair Teresa Watson filed the initial complaint against Burnett, compiling public documents and social media posts as evidence that Burnett continued to reside at her Longmont address. While Burnett has lost her seat and faces serious charges, it is the voters in HD 12 whose trust was broken, Watson said. I hope that District Attorney Michael Doherty ensures that she faces her public and does not allow her any sweetheart deal simply because she is politically connected. Burnett's arraignment is scheduled for February 10. Her two-year seat will be filled by the selection of a vacancy committee from the Boulder County Democratic Party. Editor's note: this story has been updated to correctly reflect the makeup of the vacancy committee that will select Burnett's replacement.